testing, 1-3 testing. Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological initial neurological evaluation report on Jeffrey Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Address is 4497 Trinity, T-R-I-N-I-T-Y Street, Shasta Lake, California, 96019. Phone 530-339-5226. ID is XXX XX-974. Date of birth is 7-3-1952. He is a 60-year-old married male. Occupation is disabled. Insurance is Medicare/Anthem Blue Cross. Emergency notification, Melanie Davis, 530-262-1373, alternate 530-275-1444, pharmacy is Shopco in Reading. It is addressed to Dr. Gary Buxa, M.D., Ear, Nose, and Throat Center of Medical Excellence, 3305 Placer Street, Redding, California, 96001. The phone is 530-243-3687, parenthesis office, in parenthesis 530-243-3383, in parenthesis fax, in parenthesis. There's a carbon copy of Dr. McMullen. That is Dr. Douglas McMullen, M.D. Family Practice, 2510 Air Park Drive, Redding, California, 96001. Phone 530-244-4034. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for persistent headaches. Subparagraph, clinical history of recurrent left retroorbital and temporal cephalgia. Subparagraph, recent treatment for sinusitis. Subparagraph, no apparent benefit in headache frequency or intensity. Subparagraph, comorbid problems, new medications, history of difficulties with gastric emptying. Subparagraph, ENT evaluation shows evidence of presbycusis. With asymmetric asensory neural hearing loss. Subparagraph, recent MR imaging of the brain. With and without contrast, with special attention to the internal auditory canals, shows a linear region of, subparagraph, the study shows a linear region of marked periventricular T2 prolongation in the left putamen. Identified as subparagraph, commentary indicates the extent of the patchy cerebral white matter T2 prolongation is within normal limits. No other unusual findings are identified, including results of imaging of the temporal bone structure. Subparagraph, the distribution of the periventricular T2 prolongation is consistent with lenticulostriate artery, suggesting possible but uncertain findings for any demyelinating or non-infectious inflammatory process. Dear Dr. Bucks, current medications. Pravastatin 40 milligrams one daily, Dr. McMullen. Testosterone 15 milligrams, Dr. Crabtree. Oh, under pharmacy, it should say Shopko. I think I said that. Subparagraph, Jeffrey Davis is under the care of Dr. Druva for chronic pain management due to the persistence of degenerative back disease. Subparagraph, he's also seen Dr. Andrews for evaluation and treatment of depression. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Buxa, thank you for referring Jeffrey Davis for neurological evaluation with his history of headaches. Subparagraph, as it turns out, he does have a history of cervicogenic cephalgia, a remote history of imaging studies showing degenerative disease, and left retroocular pain suggesting cervicogenic cephalgia as the etiology of the persistence of his headaches. So in paragraph, as you may remember, he has been under the care of Dr. Druva for pain management. So in paragraph, application of narcotic analgesics, of course, may be consistent with a diagnosis of chronic daily cephalgia on that basis. That's on the basis of the use of chronic analgesia in face of having recurrent kindled migraine, new paragraph. He appreciate the opportunity to review the imaging study reports and your comprehensive evaluation and notes that were kindly provided. New paragraph, he completed our health history questionnaire. He did not indicate any other unusual conditions, allergies. New paragraph, the general symptomatic systematic review of symptoms revealed a history of a regular heartbeat, the use of hormonal therapy, you can list these vertically, the use of eyeglasses with some visual recurrent visual obscuration, history of tinnitus with his hearing loss, gastrointestinal history of reduced appetite and weight loss following the recent death of his son. Subparagraph, as it turns out, his mother passed away last week as well, substantially indicating his Beck depression scale. He has had difficulty with nausea and vomiting. Subparagraph, there was some suspicion that this may have been due to gastroparesis. New paragraph, general symptoms include depression, forgetfulness, in addition to his headaches, new paragraph. He did not indicate any history of genitourinary or hematological symptoms, local motor musculoskeletal symptoms. In completing his brief mental health questionnaire, he reported frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, reduced appetite. He is seeing a therapist. New paragraph, he described no neck symptoms. He reported neuropsychiatric care, a history of fainting spells, but no history of fainting spells or paralysis. He did not indicate any personal history of safety issues. Subparagraph, he has not completed an advance directive. He indicated no respiratory symptoms. New paragraph, he reports that he remains sexually active. New paragraph, no male genitourinary symptoms were reported. His last prostate and rectal exam were within 12 months and were not reported to be unusual. New paragraph, He completed the family history questionnaire, reporting that both parents were deceased. His mother recently died at age 87 from, quote, old age. His father died at age 60 from coronary syndrome. His wife is age 58 in good health. He has a 20-year-old daughter who is also well. New paragraph. Family history was positive for diabetes, heart disease. His wife, unfortunately, has had cancer. New paragraph. Social history. He has completed college-level education. He is currently married. He drinks alcohol on a daily basis, but did not indicate his level of consumption. He lives with his wife. New paragraph. He is disabled as a consequence, I believe, of back degenerative problems, possibly industrial accident. In the past, he has had injuries where he had a spinal fracture, concussion, with loss of consciousness. He reports no history of unusual operations other than hernia orifice, or he denied any blood transfusions. He did not report any recent hospitalizations. New paragraph. He did not complete the neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms for some reason. New paragraph. In regards to his clinical examination, a comprehensive directed neurological examination was accomplished today. Subparagraph, his cranial nerve function shows slight tongue deviation to the left. Otherwise, it appears to be normal. His motonation detects a slight asymmetry of motor tone with hypotonia in the left upper and lower extremity, as well as some reduced tone and facial expression on the left, suggesting a right upper motor neuron lesion where he has an equivocal Babinski sign on the left, but normal primitive reflexes. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are not unusually are slightly brisk at patella. They're slightly reduced at the Achilles. Subparagraph. He does have identified findings of reduced sensation to pin distally in both feet. But not particularly unusual in the upper extremities. Subparagraph, there's no tremor at rest with an intention. Subparagraph, cerebellar testing disclosed that performed rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed without unusual or halting characteristics. Subparagraph, passive range of motion with distraction techniques while showing some asymmetry of motor tone in a left hemiparetic distribution is otherwise unremarkable. For any evidence of coagulating or inducible peritonic rigidity. The paragraph of the ambulatory examination is fluid and certainly non-ataxic. New paragraph. I have no additional laboratory or other work at this time for review. New paragraph. In consideration of these findings with his clinical history of headaches and a historical history of the relatively rapid onset of his clinical symptoms of headache associated with ataxia and other symptoms in the situation in which he resumed alcohol consumption, apparently following his son's demise under substantial psychosocial pressures with his mother's illness and passing, I would have to think that he has suffered probably a loticulous striate artery stroke. temporally, and historically he is actually improving, as might be expected after a period of weeks. New paragraph, his headaches, on the other hand, may certainly be of cervicogenic etiology and may be a consequence of a number of ongoing stressors kindling cephalgia. New paragraph, in review of his headache evaluation and treatment, he has never had basic entry-level medication for treatment of his headaches over anxieties and habituation. Subparagraph, I'm going to start Furoset, up to 2 tablets per day. Well, we obtained comprehensive risk factor analysis testing, including carotid Doppler's echocardiography, reevaluation imaging of both the cervical and spine and brain. For further for purposes of treatment recommendations, new paragraph, at this time, a referral for physical therapy with neuromuscular recondition and balance training following the stroke would be appropriate. New paragraph, we can coordinate a number of these things through his excellent primary care physician, Dr. McMullen. New paragraph, when I see him for reevaluation, we will consider stepwise therapy for management of his headaches. Subparagraph, today I gave him his handout with an explanation to Jeff and his wife of his need for normal, that is for complementary therapeutic nutritional supplementation, including a therapeutic multiple vitamin, comma, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D preparation to take at night, dash standard of care for treatment of recurrent cephalgia and headaches, and a nutritional mineral supplement complementary to his needs. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when he returns, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.